Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
I would have seen Bo Dallas on Big Show. And that's sad just because of the Bo Dallas shenanigans he would have pulled.
Now, that, you and LeBar are stupid for saying that. I'm sorry.
This is total crap.
First of all, bada boom, realest guys in the world.
How you know?
BS with CSR, episode 25 is here. My name is Blake Mitchmore. I'm the Bull. Alongside me is Shane Shoemaker. He's the...
I've got to go shifting this week. As in WWE is just shifting into focus. It doesn't even seem towards WrestleMania. Do you think, Blake? Do you think that?
Are you really that bad with S words?
I'm terrible with this. You want this every week, so I'm going to give it to you.
So, I mean, I don't have an S word. I'm telling you right now, based on what we saw this week, I'm confused. I'm pissed off, frustrated. I don't even know. I could go all night. But you know what? We got stuff to talk about. And Dean Ambrose is fighting for the world title now. What the hell's going on?
You're real smart. You're the cerebral assassin. And you're smart enough to know that you never, ever want to get in the ring with a guy like me. You're smart enough to know that you can't beat me. And you've known that for a long time.
Dean Ambrose has got a world championship match at WWE Roadblock, whatever the hell that is, in 2 weeks on the road to WrestleMania. And I'm not real sure why. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Well, this almost seems like it's like their Saturday night's main event they were doing a couple of years back, you know, around like WrestleMania 22 and stuff like that. Plus, it's just to get the network going again. I don't like it. I think it's too much. It's too much to be booked around this time for WrestleMania time.
I don't have a problem that they're doing that, but the WWE Championship does not need to be defended. They did Beast in the East. There was not a WWE Championship match. They did the Madison Square Garden one. Seth Rollins was a WWE champion and fought for the U.S. Championship. Triple H wrestled like twice a year. There is no him wrestling in a match against Dean Ambrose or in a tag match with, you know, Brock Lesnar against Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns or something like that is enough. That's enough special attraction for this thing. You don't defend the WWE title in a major event on the way to WrestleMania. It's just dumb.
So, yeah, I don't actually hate it as much as you do, though, because I think that Triple H needs to defend the title. Now, who'd you say it's for this special occasion? But I know why they're doing it, because they're doing it to get people on the network. But I think Triple H at least needed to defend this once. I mean, do you not agree not even once he needed to defend it?
Not on the road to WrestleMania, especially when you are trying to build somewhat unrealistic matches right now. You've got Roman Reigns, who the crowd freaking hates, and you should be focusing on trying to, you know, at least we think, unless they are, you know, doing some kind of crazy-ass heel turn, if they're really sticking with this Roman Reigns babyface like we think they are, they should be throwing everything they can, making Triple H a heel and making Triple H and building Triple H versus Roman. Having Triple H versus Dean is going to make the crowd want to see Dean as the world champion, not Roman. WWE wants the crowd to want to see Roman as the world champion. And then on the Ambrose front, you've got this match with Lesnar, and I know he's not there every week, but you still should be making us feel like Dean Ambrose can legitimately beat Brock Lesnar, because right now, I mean, yes, it helps that it's in a no DQ, no holds barred street fight, all that jazz, but right now, it's not realistic, because you don't, when you see those two, you don't think Dean Ambrose is going to win, and maybe he's not booked to win, but you still should be going into WrestleMania thinking, this guy's crazy enough, he's, you know, dumb enough that he may just do something wild and beat Brock Lesnar. That's what you should be focusing on, not this random ass title match.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with you that it's random in the fact, but I'm wondering why they're even like, I know what they're doing with Dean. They're wanting to make him this big credible babyface, like you were saying, but do you think WWE is maybe just pigeonholed themselves in the corner now because they don't have Brock every Monday now going into WrestleMania, and now they've done the storyline with Roman Reigns, and now he's going to be out with an injury. I mean, it's like they're really building Roadblock now, and then it's like WrestleMania's kind of put to the side. It just doesn't feel – there's no consistency to it whatsoever.
And that's the problem. They're trying to do too much at once. It's WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Rollins is out. Cena's out. You know, freaking – I don't know.
Cesaro.
Cesaro, he wouldn't have been in a main match, but Orton's out. I mean, you got three guys that would have been in the top half of your card, most likely, or in prominent matches that are out. You should be focusing in hardcore on WrestleMania, and now you're bringing in a random-ass network special. It's just and you're trying to build a world championship feud for 2 weeks. You know, it's one thing. It's completely fine to have a – you know, 2 weeks of build for a U.S. title match with a guy like Kalisto, or even with the way they're doing it, an Intercontinental title match. But that's not okay for the World Championship. This should either be your main event or, you know, your co-main event, whatever you want to say. You should be building this for 6 weeks, not three. And taking the focus off of Roman and Triple H is a bad idea. I mean, the only way this makes sense to me, and I'm just going to put it out there, the only way this makes sense to me is that Roman's turning heel at WrestleMania and they're setting up for Roman versus Dean with Dean as a major babyface. That's the only way it makes sense. If they're going Roman face, Dean face, this is the dumbest thing they've done in a long time.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're absolutely building Dean as the absolute babyface of the company, which is crazy to think. But I really think that the Roman heel turn is coming. I don't know.
It's the only way it makes sense. If not, it is just pure stupidity.
My only other question is do you think there's any sort of way – I don't think there is, but do you think there's any sort of way the actual match at Roblox is there any possible way the title changes hands any way whatsoever?
Okay. No, because what do you do with Brock then?
I mean, again, I'm just throwing stuff out here.
Though. Are you gonna have Dean do the Daniel Bryan, but he's gonna lead off WrestleMania against Brock to fight Roman?
Again, it wouldn't shock me. Or do you have those matches back to back? Again, I'm just putting stuff out here. I don't think they do it.
I mean, I know what you're doing, but no, that to me that makes granted, it's WWE, but to me that makes absolutely zero sense. When you fight Brock Lesnar, if you look at the match he had with Roman at WrestleMania 31 or the match he had with Taker or any Brock Lesnar match, it is so – to me, it devalues Brock Lesnar and who he is. If Dean Ambrose can beat Brock Lesnar and go on to fight Roman Reigns for 20 minutes at the end of the night, I mean, that's just – no. I would – as a fan, I would think that is dumb.
Yeah, the only way that I would even somewhat like it, because in a way we wouldn't see it coming, it would be kind of just, you know, crazy to see, but I wouldn't necessarily like it. But, you know, even I was reading today, you know, they are wanting Dean to be the new Daniel Bryan. They are wanting him to be Daniel Bryan 2.0, and it's just – I mean, I hope that's honestly not going to, like, cause fans to, in a way, balk at him eventually. I mean, I don't know if it will, but I'm fearing that it could later on. I don't know.
And if you're going to do that Daniel Bryan thing with Dean, I still think you got to turn Roman heel. I mean, to me, if you're not turning Roman heel at WrestleMania and you're trying to pull something with Dean, that is saying Roman, we're done. Roman's done. Roman's not going to get there for the second year in a row. And if they do it again, Roman's done.
Yeah.
He will not get to the point they want him to get to. So I don't know. This is so confusing. It's so weird. I don't understand. I mean, Triple H and Dean's going to be a great match, but it's such bad booking to me and so weird that I just don't get it.
I don't get it. And that's most of how Raw was Monday night. So
speaking of stuff, I'm not going to say I don't get it. We're about to talk about something that I think absolutely freaking sucks. And that's why to freaking AJ.
And what you just said, AJ, why to AJ is a thing. And why to AJ is the new big thing in the WWE.
few weeks ago, I wrote a piece on our website, CSRWrestling.com, kind of wondering if WWE was not using AJ right with this whole rookie redneck gimmick. Now, they're using him okay, but why to AJ? Are you freaking serious? That's the best we can come up with. Do we have to give – I don't have a problem. You know, grand scheme, I'm okay with a short-lived tag team with Chris Jericho, but Y2AJ is a freaking stupid name. And now they're selling T-shirts with Y2AJ code breaking and risk-taking. Are we really going to be that freaking cheesy WWE? Come on, man.
It might be literally the worst T-shirt of all time. There's no way around that. I'm like you. I don't mind that they're in a tag team. But I don't want this to be a full-time thing. I don't want this to lead to them being a tag team in a WrestleMania match. To me, WrestleMania this year is so, you know, there's not enough people. It's going to be so poorly booked that, you know, you have this opportunity with this new, fresh guy coming in that he can do a singles match, which still may happen. We don't know. But you have an opportunity here, and the fans are behind him to make him put him in a credible match. I mean, is there any shot of this to happening? I hope so.
The only thing that I, you know, and hold that thought for just a minute, because I have an idea of a way that this could turn out to be okay. But I mean, I don't mind it, but and it kind of goes along with that train of thought. Yeah, is this the best way to use AJ right now? I mean, you've got three matches right now on the WrestleMania card that, in theory, should be good. The Roman Triple H match is going to be good, but it may not get the greatest reception because the crowd hates Roman Reigns. Mm. Other than that, and you've got AJ, who the crowd loves, and you're booking him in a tag team against the New Day. I don't like it. I mean, and I'm sorry. Chris Jericho just needs to go away, dude. He's 46. He's not – I mean, he's in better shape than me, but he's not in great shape anymore. He moves slower in the ring. He's still good, but he ain't Chris Jericho anymore. And fighting against AJ, Jericho looks slow. Mm-hmm. And looks – you know, he's – it just – I don't like it. But here's my one thing where they could do this and I'd be okay with it. And that's it. You know, we all expect what I think a lot of people expect is Jericho, who is coming close to Big Show with all his turns, you know, instead of Jericho turning face, what I personally would like to see is let them win the tag team titles Monday night. Then the next week they defend. And right after that, you know, right after they defeat the New Day again, Karl Anderson and Doc Gallows debut, and at WrestleMania, you have Y2AJ versus Anderson and Gallows. AJ turns heel on Jericho at WrestleMania, and whatever they're calling them, Bulletproof, Bullet Club, Balor Club, Bullet this, Bullet that, whatever the hell, that, you know, forms at WrestleMania, and you could even possibly go down the line and make them have a bigger impact that night and have them help Shane beat The Undertaker.
Yeah, I like that idea a lot. I mean, because, you know, obviously everybody, like you said, everybody thinks that Jericho's going to make the turn. Everybody thinks it's going to happen now. You know, I'm still wondering if this whole new Bullet Club thing is going to happen or not because it's been teased so much. You know, I don't want them – it's like they've built our hopes up. But I'm like you, I would love to see if they could actually come in, you know, because the match at WrestleMania, if it was, you know, the New Day and Jericho versus, you know, whatever they're going to be calling, you know, the new Bullet Club. To me, that would be a cool match just because you could see, you know, what AJ Styles and Bullet Club would do. But again, what would make really a bigger impact is what they could do possibly later in the night. I think that would be the intriguing part. I mean, could, you know, if they could make that much bigger of an impact, because, you know, honestly, like I said, I don't care about the other matches much, but I the biggest thing to me is I just want to see AJ in a big role at Mania because, I mean, they have him now, and he's also a fan favorite.
I agree, and I do think the Bullet Club, Bulletproof, whatever they're calling them, is going to happen in some form. My question is, it's just a matter of whether it's AJ and those two guys and Balor, or it's Balor and those two guys, and AJ does his own thing. Yeah. That's my only question. But and that's my biggest problem, you know, outside of the horrific and stupid name. That's my biggest problem with this team is I don't – Justin gives the explanation of, oh, mid-card, you can build that in two or three. Like, yes, you can, but why? Why are we don't need to have, you know, a program for 2-3 weeks and then a new program for 2 or 3 weeks. Because mm-hmm. right now, I mean, I see one of three things for AJ at WrestleMania. Y2AJ in a tag match. A multi-man intercontinental title match, which will be fun to watch, but I would much rather watch AJ do a one-on-one match with Owens rather than a multi-man match. Because if you're going to do a multi-man match, you need to do it for the stupid U.S. title because nobody gives a crap about that. Yeah. And nobody gives a crap about Kalisto. I mean, for the last 4 weeks, he hadn't even wrestled as a singles. He's been wrestling in a damn tag team again.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Jericho's going to turn heel, and they're going to have Y2J versus AJ 4 at WrestleMania. And who gives a crap about that? They've wrestled three times already.
Yeah, I was even going to ask you. I could honestly see them having another match because I could see Jericho pulling the whole – yeah, you've beaten me twice, but, I mean, can you actually make it at WrestleMania? Can you do that? I mean, my question is, would they do like a three stages of hell type match? You know, of course, I don't think you could do that now because you got a Hell in a Cell match already and you got a no-holds-barred match already.
It would be a straight match. Or the only thing it might be is since AJ's using
– submission.
Since AJ's – they're not letting AJ use the Styles Clash as his finisher, it might be a submission match. Would be the only thing, but – I don't want to see Y2J versus AJ 4. I just don't. That is not a good use of AJ in his first WrestleMania. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, a lot of people are still praising their match, and I thought it was good. But I'm like you, you know, Y2J's lost a step or two. Styles
like four steps.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I know Styles is, you know, he's 38, but I mean, I don't think he's lost that many as Jericho has because. He just they're not. I mean, they're put on good matches, but it's not quite, I think, what maybe we expected.
Well, and you know, I think the difference is, and AJ is 38, and AJ's had some injuries, but AJ's never worked the WWE schedule.
Right,
AJ's always worked TNA or Indies, where he's worked. Mm-hmm. You know, even TNA, he worked 2 or 3 days a week and then was home. I mean, AJ's never worked at 300 days, so AJ might be 38 in years, but his body ain't. The 38 that, you know, Cena is or Jericho was when they were 38 or Orton or one of those guys. So, AJ is still – I'd put AJ in the ring with anybody athletically, and he's at the top of the list.
I totally agree with you. You know, I never even thought about, you know, because like you said, his schedule was so laid back, you know. Now, I do wonder, in a way, if the WWE schedule will catch up to him later on, you know, as even the next couple months, just to see how he adjusts. I just want to see, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, where he'll be at in a couple months.
Oh, I think there's a chance of that. I mean, it may not be something major, but he probably has nagging injuries right now just from working it for his first couple of months.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm so pissed off tonight. Just all the crap that's going on. And you know what? We got a brand new segment on the show. Our boy JD from New York came back, and JD's delivering once a month. He's coming on the show, and he's delivering JD's effing goon of the month.
What is going on, guys? JD from New York here. This is JD's goon of the month.
All right, we got a brand new segment on BS with CSR. We brought our boy JD from NY back, and he's going to bring us once a month. He's coming on, and he's bringing us JD's effing goon of the month. Hit me with it, JD.
All right, guys. My effing goon of the month is – should be no surprise here – WWE Creative. I pick apart WWE Raw, and it sucks. I hate saying that because I want to watch Monday Night Raw and be positive about it. But the things that they do just boggle my mind. Triple H, Roman Reigns, and that whole segment where Roman Reigns got his ass kicked 6-7 times into the announce desk. People are cheering for Triple H to continue beating up Roman Reigns. Triple H ends that show with a pedigree on the steel steps to Reigns. People are doing the yes chant. They're just going crazy. Here is Triple H supposed to be a villain, and he's getting cheered, and Roman Reigns is the babyface getting booed. So to me, that's just mind-boggling how Vince McMahon could think that's going to be a WrestleMania main event, and it's going to come off successful. You go to the next week, and Triple H in Nashville is being booed, and he's attacking Dean Ambrose, who's being cheered. So what this tells me is that Vince McMahon is so disconnected from the audience, and the people want to cheer Dean Ambrose. They don't want to cheer Roman Reigns. The more you develop sympathy for Dean Ambrose, the more you put him in situations that are going to surpass Roman Reigns and everything that he's done, the more you create situations for Dean Ambrose to go against the true villain who is Triple H, he is going to get cheered because people want him to be cheered. The people want to see Dean Ambrose. Roman Reigns, nobody wants. And I wish people would understand that, but Vince McMahon seems to think that everybody wants to see Roman Reigns, that Roman Reigns is going to be the face of the company. Roman Reigns, to me, is playing the role of Robin, and Dean Ambrose is playing the role of Batman. And here it's been, you know, Roman Reigns was supposed to play Batman, and now Dean Ambrose has taken that role. So who do you want in the main event? You want to push Dean Ambrose to be the babyface, or you want Roman Reigns to go into WrestleMania and be the failure? That's my goon of the month, Vince McMahon and WWE creative.
I got to tell you, I wanted to be able to argue with you just for the sake of arguing, but it's hard to argue with that right now because, I mean, you make perfect sense. Roman, they keep pushing Roman, and the audience is just not going to let it happen. And if they go to Mania, continue to go to Mania, I personally, at this point, if they continue with the main event as it is, I don't think it closes the show. I think Shane and The Undertaker closes the show because they will not end WrestleMania with a 100,000 people booing Roman out of the building, or at least I hope they won't.
And how don't you have the WWE Championship being the most important thing at WrestleMania? WrestleMania is built about the WWE Championship. WWE Championship is supposed to be the most important thing in the company, and you're going to have that third down from the card because the way it's looking now, Ambrose and Lesnar is going to be more important. So yeah, the Hell in a Cell is going to look more important. And then you're going to have Roman Reigns. Nobody giving a damn about that main event, that WWE Championship match.
Right.
And then WWE creates Roadblock. And I had a whole thing about this I just recorded for my iTunes podcast. Roadblock shouldn't even exist. If you want this Ambrose and Triple H match to happen, it should have happened in Chicago on Monday Night Raw. What's more important, Roadblock or your A show in which everything that happens on that show is going to have a direct impact on WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Roadblock's a whole nother story, man. I don't understand that at all. You put a and you're giving it a name like it's another pay-per-view in the 5 weeks before WrestleMania. And you book, to your point of creative being a goon, you book the main event that the fans want at that. All the other network specials didn't have to have a title match. Triple H just could have wrestled. You didn't have to have a damn title match. It's hard to argue. I agree. It is. They are goons right now. And I wish I could say it like you do. Like, I mean, just give me a proper effing, and you go ahead and say it. I don't care. Give me a proper JD goon right now.
Vince McMahon and WWE creative and the direction they're taking with Roman Reigns makes them a goon. Seriously.
Well, we got to move right from maybe this guy. Well, one of them's a goon. We got to move right from one goon to the biggest goon on the roster, and a guy I know you hate because we always do a segment called the BS of the Week, and there's one thing that bothered me this week more than anything. JD, I mean, please tell me, try to convince me that we're not headed for Kevin Owens versus Big Show at WrestleMania, because if we are, that might be the biggest bunch of bullshit I've heard in a long time.
I don't know, man. I was tweeting my frustrations out on Twitter, and Justin Labar reaches out to me. I'm like, dude, the Intercontinental Championship should be a title that has prestige going into WrestleMania. With the Big Show being there, it doesn't come off that way. And he tells me logically, and I understand this point of view, you got 5 more weeks till WrestleMania. The build for the mid-card doesn't begin until maybe 2-3 weeks before the show. So you got another couple weeks to go, and this is just a filler. I understand that. But Kevin Owens comes out of a feud at Ryback, garbage feud, didn't do anything for the title, didn't do anything for Kevin Owens. Then they put him in a feud with Dean Ambrose, and everybody's going crazy. Spotlighted back on the IC title. Great. They had a fantastic match at the Royal Rumble. Then he wins the title back on a random Monday Night Raw because they want to put Ambrose in the main event, seen at WrestleMania, and now he's doing nothing with the IC title. You mean to tell me that WWE Creative doesn't have anything better to do with Kevin Owens? And I said this on Twitter. If this is the direction they go for WrestleMania with this IC title match, everybody in Creative needs to have their writing hand cut off and never given a pen ever again. Seriously.
And not only is this, if this is the direction they're going to go, it may be on the freaking pre-show. I mean, the problem, I see Justin's point too, but the problem I have is if Kevin had just beat Big Show clean Monday night, I wouldn't be that worried about it. But there was a screwy finish on SmackDown, a screwy finish on Raw. They're dragging this out like they're trying to go somewhere with it. That's what scares – I hope it's just going roadblock, maybe. But that's what scares me, that it's going to WrestleMania. And, you know, we talked – there were rumors about Kevin Owens and Brock Lesnar. There were rumors about Kevin Owens and The Undertaker. Kevin Owens and AJ Styles would be great, but AJ Styles is in his stupid-ass tag team now. I just – oh, Kevin Owens deserves so much better than to fight the Big Show.
What they're going to end up doing is they're going to put all this jumbled mess into a ladder match at WrestleMania, and they're going to fill the card with a six-man, seven-man ladder match. That's what they're going to do because they have no direction.
You're gonna put 7 foot 450 pound Big Show in a ladder match?
They will. I'm supposed to take Big Show seriously, and he's the reason why he's on my merchandise, because I want him to get off my TV. I don't have anything against the guy, but to book him in main event situations, especially with Kevin Owens, he doesn't belong on my TV, man. Absolutely not.
God, we're heading into the 4 weeks before WrestleMania, and it looks scary, man. It looks scary.
Things could change. It could all change with Dean Ambrose winning the WWE title.
Yep. All right, man. Before we let you go, tell everybody where they can find you.
All right, guys. On Twitter, at JDFromNY206. YouTube, same thing, JDFromNY206. And I got my Off the Script podcast on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and Audio Boom. Off the Script with JD from NY.
And if you're not listening to him, make sure you are. I don't always agree with every single opinion he has, but he always makes me laugh, and he's always entertaining. And he'll be back here next week or next month delivering another effing goon of the month. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Oh, Arnold Snow. Bullshit, 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 bullshit. No drinks for me, thanks. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
I haven't got time for this Mickey Mouse bullshit.
Shayna, like, I don't feel like I've been this pissed off in a long time. What a crappy Raw, stupid booking for Roadblock. Before we leave this show, before we close the show down this week, I got to talk about something good. And the only thing I can think of to talk about right now is Edge and Christian show that totally reeks of awesomeness. Because that is funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's something like – it's a little cheesy. You know, it's a little out there, but it's funny.
It's way cheesy and way out there.
Yeah, I mean, but it's funny, though. I mean, it's exactly kind of in a way what I expected. But the thing I think I love about it the most is, like, they throw stuff out there that I just never thought they would. It's the ultimate – to me, WWE is one of the most PC companies ever, and that show is just so not PC at all.
And here in a minute, we're going to talk about the most non-PC they did. But – you know, I mean, and it's not all fantastic. I don't want to – there's a lot of hit and miss, but when they hit, it's good. I mean, the first show after Fastlane, they had – I mean, right off the bat, they're watching their first match, and, like, Edge is like, oh, yeah, man, straight out of Hot Topic when he's looking at the outfits he has. They're making fun of each other. That's funny. The freaking – bringing back the Shockmaster and having that was great. This week they had the Godfather on. I mean, they're funny. And the fact that they had Vince on.
Absolutely, yes.
And that Vince was willing to do that shows that Vince has a lot of faith in him too.
Yeah. I mean, this show is like – They've brought in those hints of the Attitude Era in there, you know, that funny side and even harsh side. And they've just made it absolutely hilarious. You know, I've heard some people say, well, Edge and Christian wasn't that funny. No, they were pretty funny. I mean, they were corny, you know, as everything, but they were pretty funny. And I mean, and the thing I love is we get to see Edge again and Christian. I mean, that they are gold on TV to me.
You know, they were on Chris Jericho's podcast yesterday, and the way they explained the show, you know, like, they got to be corny, but they always had to, you know, when they were in wrestling, they had to toe that line because they were always heels. So they had to be corny, but then they had to show that vicious side in the ring so they could keep being heels. This is just them being stupid, and it is, and it's great. I mean, I love it. I mean, they've had three shows, and I've, like I said, there's hit and miss. Like, you know, this past week they had a segment with Luke Perry from 90210. Yeah. Christian saying, telling him how much he loved him was funny, but other than that, I could have cared less. But I will tell you my favorite segment, I think, that they've done so far is Dork Chop the Intern interviewing wrestlers.
Yeah, that was actually pretty funny. I was wondering how that was going to go. It was pretty funny.
When he interviewed John Cena, it was funny, and when he interviewed The Miz, it was funny. That's a good segment right there that they do with that. But before we get out of here tonight, we have to talk about the fact the shot, and I mean shot, they took it Sunny Monday night. It was funny, but it was really rough. At the very end of the show, they have this little like commercial, and it's Sonny's Miracle Drops. And if you screenshot it and you look at the bottle, it says bad decisions, cake fancer instead of fake cancer, and DUIs. As in, if you take these drops, that's what it's gonna get you.
A total decapitation of Sonny was basically what that was.
Sonny doesn't deserve some of that, but to call somebody out and accuse them of faking cancer is pretty freaking rough, man.
That's brutal, absolutely. I want to know how far in advance that was made out, though. That's what I want to know. Because, I mean, not that Sonny hasn't been doing stupid crap for a while now, but I want to know how far in advance is, like, was this, like, you know, made like a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago, because, you know, all the stuff with her new quote video out and everything. So, but that was an absolute brutal shot that I did not see coming.
I didn't see it either. And it was a brutal shot that I popped huge for.
Oh,
I
mean, absolutely.
And I had to, because when it first ran out, I was like, what? And then I rewound it and heard it again. I'm like, wow, they just said, it just in a roundabout way, accuse Sonny of faking cancer.
Yeah, and of course she's had some lovely comments to comment back to them as well.
Which I can't say I blame her, but you know, you know what? After all that crap we talked about, now talking about E&C, I actually feel pretty good about the show now. I like it. I'm okay. I feel like I'm in a better place. That's what E&C brings. It's stupid. It's cheesy, but it makes you feel better about yourself. It makes you feel better about your day. Makes you forget about the usual crap. So for the people that don't like it, and there's some of them out there, suck it. That's it for this week. Make sure you're following our blogs on CSRWrestling.com. Jimmy Corderas writing blogs, Shane writing blogs, me writing blogs. Make sure you're following Shane at SShoemaker24. Make sure you're following me at Blake Mitchmore. Thanks again to our boy JD from NY206. He'll be back next month with another edition of the Effing Goon of the Month. Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you next week. Alex on Sunset.
Look at the sky. Ladies and gentlemen, this public service message was brought to you by your friends from D-Generation X, who would like to remind each and every one of you that if you're not down with that, we've got two words for ya!